Okay, so there's a lot of great drummers out there, but there's not a lot of great drummers that have the ability to play the way you do and to teach the way you do. How do you think you developed
Okay.
that instinct to teach or that need to teach?
When I started, playing, actually taking lessons back in the day, my teacher used to get $5 or $10 an hour, and he often told me, he said, "Look, you could do some teaching yourself. You can make some extra money, and you might enjoy it." So I said, "Oh, that's a good idea." So actually, I did. I actually had a couple of guys in the neighborhood that wanted to take some drum lessons. So, instead of $10 an hour or whatever it was, I charged them $5 an hour. And I started teaching, and I enjoyed it. And then I went along like that until after we made it with Vanilla Fudge. And then I really didn't have time to do that no more. So what I basically did was, I didn't do any teaching or anything until like my days with Cactus, and then that was like 1971, 70, 71. I started writing my drum book, and then Ludwig Drum Company said, "You should do some clinics to support the book." So up until then, I never wanted to do a clinic, And then I started doing it. And then I opened up a school in 1972, just in my house. I had a room in my house that I could teach in. And then it went well. And then I opened up a little storefront. I put this a little studio in there. That did well as well. And then I bought another house in Coastal Harbor, Long Island. And then I moved the house I was in Oceanside. I turned the whole thing into a studio. And at that point, I had guys flying in from all over the country, to take lessons. They would stay for a week and they'd be jammed, sort of like a camp, And there's only one at a time, So I've been doing it all my life, really, And but this, the camp isn't really a teaching camp, this camp.
You've gotten some of the most influential people of rock over the last, 25, 30 years to play a part in this. Can you just talk about how this is necessarily different from the other stuff that you've done over the years?
Well, pretty much, the way this actually happened was, I started working with a new manager, and his name is Eric Gardner, and we had a meeting about stuff we can do together, and he asked me if I wanted to do a camp, and I said, "Well, I was planning to do a drum camp later on in the year with my brother, but, yeah, I would be interested in doing a camp." So in talking to him, he said, he also represents Todd Rundgren, and Todd had done some camps up there. So I thought, well, if you just do a drum camp, you're limiting it to drummers, So I thought it might be fun to just to do a fan camp, like a rock and a metal fan camp, where people come there to hang out. I mean, we'll entertain them, with the people that I have up there and myself, and but we'll just do stuff together and hang out, Because it's almost like a payback to the fans too for following me all these years, And we're in a place to do it up in the Catskill Mountains in New York. It's gorgeous up there in the summertime, And so he put it together with this Full Moon resort. And apparently that's what they do. They do other camps. They have Tweezil Zapper and Paul Gilbert, some other drummer doing a drum camp up there. So that's how it happened. And then there was, he said, "Well, you got to get some guy who you want to be your counselor." And apparently, luckily, that was about the time just before the NAMM show. We started getting be okay to do it. So I said, "Well, I'll talk to my friends at the NAMM show, see who's available." Some
Absolutely.
guys I wanted to use weren't available, but the guys that we do have were available and were interested in doing it and committed to doing it. So, and they're all really nice guys, they're not egomaniac kind of rock stars,
Yeah.
Especially the guitarists like Eric Bloom and Michelangelo Badia. He's got three names. I don't know which one to call.
Yeah.
he's the nicest guy. And he's really well known around the world. I mean, he's really a virtuoso. He's a tremendous player. And I've done a lot of stuff with him to Dean guitars and D drums. So, because most guitar players are weird, kind of say.
Is that from your experience that most guitarists are weird?
Mm-hmm. Yep, definitely. Especially if they're English. They're really weird. A lot weirder than the American ones. But they're all weird. Now, Mike Bloomfield's got strange things about him. Jeff Beck, John Sykes. I mean, I love them all, but they're just weird. They're a little hard to deal with, you know?
I got you.
Matt Travis was a cool guy, you know? Ted Nugent was a cool guy. They're mostly the English ones.
I've interviewed Pat Travers before. He's a really nice guy. He's pretty down to earth.
Yeah, Pat's been a great guy. I worked with him in 2004 to probably 2007. We did two albums and a live album and a couple of tours. And it was a lot of fun.
In addition to the music,